Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we finished the halachos of hadlakas neiros. Of course, we could talk about that forever, but I think we covered the basics of what we need to know for hadlakas neiros. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to start the topic of hafrashas challah. And it'll only be about 4 or 5 or 6 classes, so those of you who would be interested in perhaps something else, just hang on and we'll get to other topics. We're open for suggestions. But tonight we are going to start to discuss the halachos of hafrashas challah. And the Ramah in Siman Reish Mem Beis, he brings that it's a big mitzvah to bake challah on Friday for the purpose of Shabbos. Now, of course, the point is not so much the baking of the challah. The real mitzvah is, the whole point is for the mitzvah of hafrashas challah, to remove a portion of challah from the dough, details which we'll discuss. But the Ramah says it is a very big mitzvah to do that on Friday. And the Chafetz Chaim, in the Bir Halacha, he discusses and he says that it's not good that people just simply go to the bakery and they buy challah. Rather, a person should definitely bake the challah. He even says, Ba'avanaseinu harabim, because we have so many averos, that's why we find people buying challah instead of baking challah. And the Paiskim say that nowadays things have changed. The women nowadays are very busy with many other things on Friday and Thursday and Wednesday, different than what it was in the olden times, not even so olden, you know, not long ago, where they were basically home the entire day and they were able to bake the challah themselves instead of buying. Nowadays, people are busy with jobs and with carpool and things like that. So, of course, a person, chachamein of bereishe, a person needs to be smart and know what's best for them and for their family, for shalom bayis, for their kids, but just want to stress the idea that it is the special mitzvah of hafrashas challah should not be taken lightly. And this mitzvah is really the same for men and for women, but similar that we had by hadlakas neiros for Friday night, this mitzvah is designated specially, primarily for women. And the reason for that, is the following, that similar to hadlakas neiros, the Chava, who was the first woman, and all women are considered connected to her, she, on a Friday, she gave Adam HaRishon to eat from the Eitz HaDas, and that was on a Friday. So it was really sort of her fault, the Avera of the Eitz HaDas, that took place. Adam is referred to as the Chala of the world. The Chala of the world. Now, we said by the Luchbenchin that Adam is also called the Nero Shalom, the candle of the world, but Adam is also called the Chala of the world, either because he is the portion of the world separated for Avodas Hashem, and as opposed to the animals and the plants. I mean, maybe they have Perek Shira, but their main focus of Avodas Hashem is from people, or because he was the Rashis of human beings, he was the first one, which Chala is referred to as Rashis, as we'll see in the Pasuk. But that is the special mitzvah of challah, and it is designated specifically for women because of the idea, first of all, that, you know, it's a housekeeping mitzvah, but also because of the fact that Chava, on a Friday, she did the Avera and got rid of the challah of the world. So therefore, on Friday, the women have the special mitzvah to rectify that, to make up for that. Before we get into all the halachos of challah, I want to choose tonight as the night to discuss the following topic. I've been asked by numerous people about the concept of doing mitzvos for other people. I was asked to address it, and I spent a lot of time speaking to people about it. Right away, when I was asked this question by more than one person, I told the person that they wanted to know, how does this work? That you do a mitzvah for the schus of somebody else, whether it's refuah shalema, a shidduch, a yard site, we do a mitzvah for the purpose of somebody else. How does that work? And if it does work, how does it work? Davening for somebody, that we all know about, saying Tehillim or davening for somebody, that is clear to all of us, that we know that that works, we know how that works, that is clear. What does that mean that I do a mitzvah for somebody else? So right away I told everyone who asked, any person that asked me that question, that there is no source for this answer. And I mean a real source. If you try to tell me like a Michtav Melio or something like that, no one's going to talk about this. You may find some Sfarim nowadays that, you know, written by people nowadays that will talk about it. But any real Mar Mekoymes, any real sources for this, I will be very shocked if I see this in print, in black and white, for real, real sources. And I spoke to a friend of mine, and he spoke to Rabbi Radinsky, who is a Rabbi Tzal Radinsky. He's the Rosh Hashiva in Muncie, and he finishes Shas every year. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he said, like I told all the people also, that ein lanu chelek bin hastarim, we don't know how these things work exactly. We just do, we try, but we don't know, and we don't need to know how these things work exactly. But my friend asked him for any sources. He says, you want any real sources? There's no real sources. I don't know of any real sources, which is what I had assumed as well, that there's no real source for how this works exactly. I spoke to Rabbi Reisman first from Flappish, Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, the famous Rabbi Yisrael Reisman from the Navi Shir, Rosh Yeshiva and Tarva Das, and he said that if anyone says that when I do a mitzvah for somebody else, because it's Nogei Bechala, people do Hafrashas Chala for people, we know Rabbi Zinkanevsky did Hafrashas Chala for people, so Rabbi Reisman told me, he said, anyone who thinks that I get 100% schar, and the person that I'm doing this for also gets 100% schar. He says, anyone who says that is ludicrous. He says, because if that's the case, we should just always be doing mitzvahs for each other. We'll all get 100% schar and just be mitzvahs abound for everybody, and we'll all get all the mitzvahs. He says, that's not possible. He says, maybe if I do a mitzvah for somebody else, maybe I'll get, I'm just making up a number, I get 75% schar and that person gets 25% schar. He said, maybe. He said, you know, then I get a mitzvah of chesed because that's nice of me to do such a thing. He says, if it works, maybe it worked like that, if anything. But he says also, ein lanu chelek bin hastarim, we don't know exactly how these things work, but that's what Rabbi Reisman told me. I called Rabbi Viner from Muncie, he returned the phone call, and he said that by Yisachar Zvulun, which means that people support somebody, and they could only do the mitzvah because of the fact that gets supported monetarily from somebody else, he says there's a machlokas, whether it works with 100% schar and 100% schar, or 50% and 50%. He says, but a mitzvah, that's not that I'm supporting a person, but it's a mitzvah that I would have done anyways. I'm going to shul this morning, I'm going to put on tefillin. Oh, and my putting on tefillin should work for as a schos refuah shleima for somebody else. Rabbi Viner said that he thinks that that wouldn't work at all. He says, I was going to do the mitzvah anyway. So if a person bakes chai anyways, because they like home-baked challah and they don't want to buy challah, so but let me have this mitzvah in mind for somebody else also, he says that he doesn't think that that would work at all. Again, he said also, ein lanu chelek min hastarim, we don't know how these things work, you know, if it works, how it works, we don't know how these things, but he would think that that's what would make sense. Now, the custom is that people do mitzvahs for each other, and there's no reason to stop. None of these Rabbanim that I had spoken to said not to do it. I also tried to call Rabbi Shua Hartman, who lives now in London. He knows the Maral backwards and forwards. He wrote the commentary and all those blue Maral. I couldn't reach him. I left a message. He didn't call me back. But these are things that we don't know 100%, but it is a beautiful mitzvah to try to do for somebody else. But does it work? How does it work? The accepted custom is that it does work, and we should continue to do mitzvahs for sure to daven for other people, that we said before, but the mitzvahs for other people, that is considered nice, but we don't know exactly how it works. Let's say somebody sponsors a shir. Fine, so they sponsor a shir and they get 100% schar for sponsoring a shir. A certain shir, let's say, can't go on unless somebody is paid to give the shir. So that is a beautiful schus. Does it work for other people? The assumption is that it does. We know we do this day in and day out, all over amongst Klal Yisrael. We do it, that the schus should be a lila nishma, so-and-so. A schus for a shidduch for so-and-so, or fuh shlema for so-and-so. But how does that work? Do I get 100% and they get 100%? So that, probably not. Is it 75-25? Is it 50%, 50%? We don't know exactly how it works. We assume that it does work. We don't know exactly how it works. Let's say two people sponsor a shir. So how does that work now? We each get 50%. Listen, it's hard to know exactly. If anyone knows of any sources inside that discuss this, please, definitely, please let me know. But definitely we can and we should continue to do mitzvahs in the schus, sponsor shiurim, in the schus of refuah shleima for somebody, or shidduch, or whatever it is. But how does it work exactly? In which ways? What's the percentages? That we can't know. But we just do what the minig olam is, and it should be a schus for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael to be healthy, and for all the boys and girls to find their shidduch, and for all simchas and yeshuas for everybody. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.